SBS کردی روجنینی ششه ایوار و روجن یک شمه دوی دونیو رو یان گهلیدانا بره یا اینترنت دما دخوازی
Commander Detective Superintendent Peter Lennon has been in police force serving the community for the past 40 years. Unfortunately for the community in general, the time has come for Commander Peter Lennon to retire after so many years of service. For the past few years, Peter Lennon has been kind enough by speaking to us on SBS Kurdish. We thought before Mr. Lennon retires, we will speak to him one last time before he officially retires next week. Detective Superintendent, welcome to SBS Radio. As we've mentioned in the introduction, you're retiring from the police force. How would you describe your 40 years of service with the force?
Good afternoon, May, and good afternoon to your listeners. It's been an exciting time. It's been very, very different. Starting off in general duties, and then I work my way through being a detective and then being a commander at the rank of superintendent. So it's been very exciting. You see some bad things, but you also really see some really, really beautiful things in people. So it keeps you going.
What was or what is your highlight of all the years you've served in the police force?
I suppose the biggest highlight is in recent years seeing our communities in the Fairfield and Southwest Sydney come together with their police. I can't even dream of what life must have been for some people in some countries, and then for them to come to Australia, New South Wales, and then settle in around Fairfield, where it's so much safer and they get treated a lot more respectfully and they're able to get good services for themselves. That's the most rewarding thing, to be able to help people and let them know that the police are here, that we are you. We're just part of the community to help serve, unlike some other places where they may have been. That's the most rewarding thing, to see the smile on the parents' faces and the young kids enjoying an Australian life.
In 2012, you pioneered the state's first coffee with a cop. How did you come up with the idea and why?
Well, I was at a seminar and I heard about it from an FBI presenter that was talking to senior police, and he mentioned to me how Hollywood in California was doing this coffee with a cop, and I thought, what a great idea. And then I just started to think about how it would be so good to engage with our Middle Eastern communities by offering them a cup of coffee. I know the value the value of offering a cup of coffee in Middle Eastern cultures, and I thought, well, if we as the police could do that, it's an offer of a friendship. It's a start of a relationship where I can say, I'd like to buy you a cup of coffee. How are things going? And we talk about all sorts of things. And I'm not sure if I've mentioned it to you, but we talk about the shops around Fairfield and the different services there are and the football schools around the world. And then even we talk about teenage daughters that don't clean their bedrooms. So it's about people realising that the police are just like them.
But it ended up now, it's not only for the Middle Eastern community in Australia, it's for everyone in the community, isn't it?
Yes, oh yes, it's for everybody. And it's now Australia-wide. Every single state, different cities, different towns have held coffee with the cops, which makes me proud. Sergeant Chris Cognig started it over in Hollywood in America. But it's for everybody. It's for the police just to meet with the community, because all we do a lot of the times is take down details in the notebook of when did the accident happen and which side of the face did you get punched at and things like that, whereas we're not talking about, as I've just said, football teams and children and life in general, just to start a relationship with another person.
Mr. Lennon, if we could compare the time you joined the force, the police force, and the officers who join the force now, what would be the difference between then and now?
There's a big difference. There's a lot more technology now, which makes things a lot easier for police to deal with things. We didn't have that many fingerprint systems and things like that back when I started, and a mobile phone was more like two bricks. If you put one brick on top of the other, that's what our mobile phones were like. And the reception was terrible and the battery used to run out in about 10 minutes. So that was a mobile phone. But we used to do everything by a telex and we used to be typing everything on a typewriter. But the technology is what is so good now, that you can go and get DNA and fingerprints and photographs And the examinations of crime scenes is a lot more detailed than what it was back when I first started. So the technology is improved, and it's improved policing, and it makes for a lot more thorough investigations of crimes now.
Commander Detective Superintendent Peter Lennon, thank you for being with us on SBS Radio, and thank you for all the times you've spoken to us on the Kurdish program. All the best for the future in your retirement.
Thank you very much, May, and thank you very much to all the listeners. I hope everyone's safe, and please say hello next time you walk past a policeman.